Correcting Others. This is Dr. Gerardo Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Correcting others. How often do we go around the world correcting others? How often do we read the newspapers and say how terrible things are everywhere? How often do we look at our children and our spouses and our families living in our houses and find that they are not living up to what we think is the ideal situation? Well, the only thing to do then is to correct them, right? The only thing to do is to tell somebody else how to live their life. The only thing to do is to go around making sure that everybody in this world is living the way I think they should live. And the only way that I can get them to live the way I think they should live is by telling them how they should be living their lives. Well, if you've lived more than 5 seconds in this world, you find that that's a very unsatisfactory and a very unbeneficial way of living your life. A little child lays in its crib and it wants to get its pants changed, or it wants to get something to eat, or it wants to get attention. And so it will cry out, you know, "Hey, Ma, where are you, Mom?" You know, and it sounds like they're crying, where that happens to be the only language they have at the moment. And then another child, who is equally as interesting, will start saying, "Hey," and start playing with his toes and start enjoying himself and his life. And the giggle, the happiness of the child, will attract the parent to come in and be part of the child's life. Now, the child who learns to giggle from the beginning of his life begins to have a life filled with giggles. And he realizes that the giggle is the response he wants. When he's unhappy and he needs his pants changed or he needs something to eat, that sort of attitude makes a whole different response from his family. And his family acts differently toward him. And they say, "Oh, that kid, why is he screaming and hollering and crying again? And he wants something, he needs something." And you go in there and he doesn't want or need anything. And so then you don't bother coming and you don't bother doing. But the child who learns how to enjoy his own company, who learns how to giggle and laugh from the get-go, that child lives the most happy, fulfilled, joyful life. Well, now, let's carry that a little further to you and me. Here we are already more than a child, and we're living in our world, in our crib. And we're looking at our world around us, and it's exactly what we make it. If we giggle at our world and smile at our world smiles back at us, and it's a nice place to be. And if we cry and scream and holler, tears running down our face and unhappiness in our heart, then our world is filled with tears and screams and hollers and unhappiness. And this is real. This is the way it is. Now, if we look at the newspaper and we read all about the troubles and tribulations that are going on in the world, even the great snowstorm on the East Coast today, we think to ourselves, "Wow, isn't that terrible? My goodness." And then the answer comes back, "No. That's just part of the ebb and flow of life." Now, when I hear of another child crying, and I go over to that child and I say, "Hi, how you doing?" And the other child looks at me, "I'm crying, I'm unhappy." "What you unhappy about?" "I don't know, but I'm unhappy." Well, I get more when I'm smiling and I'm happy. Everybody comes and wants to pick me up and cuddle me and love me. And whenever I cry, everybody can't wait to put me down. Well, we read the newspaper and we hear about the big blizzard on the East Coast and we think to ourselves, "Oh my goodness." And the first thing we say is, "Isn't that wonderful? They have this big blizzard, and it's an excitement for a little while. Oh, some people die, but they would have died anyhow. Some people live, they would have lived anyhow. If we're going to draw conclusions on the snowstorm and blame it for what happens in our world, well then, we're going to be like the little child crying and getting other crying around it. Now, if we look at the snowstorm and say, wow, what an adventure that is. How exciting. I remember when I was a child and we had snowstorms and we couldn't go to school, or we had snowstorms and we had to have our parents take us to school because the snow was so high we would get lost in the snow. And it was a wonderful adventure, one that I'll remember all of my life, as a joyous, wonderful adventure, holding my mother's hand as we would walk up the street and go to school. What an exciting adventure. Yes. Well, now, what are the people on the East Coast of the United States thinking in their big blizzard in Washington, D.C., and how interesting that is? Do you think they're going to have stories to tell and that they're going to have adventures to relate and how all of the fantastic things that happened to them? Oh, sure. And tomorrow it'll be another adventure. And after that it'll be yet another adventure. So, when we go around trying to say that there's no way you can say they shouldn't have a snowstorm in Washington and in Washington, D.C. and things like that. They shouldn't have things like that. You don't say that. You just bless them. You say, oh, what good things are going to come to you guys from that experience. What wonderful adventures are going to come out of that. What wonderful memories are going to come out of it. Oh, I remember the big snowstorm of '07 or '09. And this is '09. My goodness sakes. Yes. You see, correcting others gets us no place. But looking at the snowstorm and saying, yes, there is good there. Looking at every experience in life and saying, yes, there is good there. As I do that, as I look at every experience in life and say, yes, there is good there, believe it or not, I'm going to find good there. I must be like the little baby who realizes that you get more of the joy of life and of the love of life and of the happiness of life if you go around with a smile on your face and if you have a smile in your heart. And this is what truly it's all about. And it's what I am all about. Correcting others, if I go inside of myself and I love myself, I'll see outside there's nothing to correct. There's nothing to change in others. There's nothing to improve. And if I look at all the world with unconditional love, I'll find that all is in divine order right now. And how wonderful that is. Think about that. I do. And I love it. I'm a very happy guy. Join me. I've already joined you. I love you. I love you. I love you.